And in response to North Korea's recent testing of an intercontinental ballistic missile, the U.S. has once again threatened the Pyongyang government with total destruction in the event of a war. The U.S. and South Korea plan to carry out large-scale Air Force drills in early December amid calls from peace activists for new strategies to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Press TV correspondent Frank Smith reports from Seoul.
During an emergency session of the United Nations Security Council, the United States once again threatened North Korea with total destruction if war comes.
We have never sought war with North Korea, and still today, we do not seek it. If war does come, it will be because of continued acts of aggression like we witnessed yesterday. And if war comes, make no mistake, the North Korean regime will be utterly destroyed.
Russia responded by asking for a drawdown of threats, while China argued that the stronger sanctions demanded by Washington should reflect humanitarian concerns. On Thursday, North Korea broadcast the launch of its largest missile yet, an ICBM with a range that could strike anywhere in the continental U.S., and the capability, Pyongyang says, of delivering a heavy nuclear warhead. Later in the day, peace activists met in Seoul to develop strategies to reverse the escalating tension, suggesting the historical root of the issue would need to be addressed.
Because of the war of words between Trump and Kim Jong-un, the situation on the Korean Peninsula becomes even more dangerous. I think the Moon Jae-in administration needs to parallel the North Korean nuke problem with efforts to change the armistice into a peace treaty, which is the origin of this problem.
Adding to fears of an armed conflict, the U.S. and South Korea plan to conduct large-scale Air Force drills, which are to run through next week. While the United States presses for stronger sanctions through the UN Security Council, both China and Russia stress the need for a strategy that leads to negotiations. Some analysts, including Professor Seo from Seoul National University, suggest the Olympic spirit may create momentum toward dialogue, with the Winter Games slated for February here in South Korea. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.